Ginnabarra. The Ginnabarra collection, released in 2018, features designs by influential elder Uncle Noel Blair and Jason Murphy. Uncle Noel Blair and Jason Murphy are traditional owners of Ginnabarra country, which stretches north to the Blackall Range, south to Mount Nebo, east to the Glasshouse Mountains and west to Crestbrook. Their designs share personal and cultural stories that are candid, vulnerable and important acts of truth-telling. This collection includes three garments with designs by Uncle Noel Blair and a length of fabric designed by Jason Murphy. These items are displayed on a freestanding curved plinth alongside paintings and burnt wooden artworks. The display is 2 metres wide by 2.3 metres long and is 2.65 metres high. The first garment features a design called Clapsticks by Uncle Noel Blair. It is a knee-length A-line dress with a scoop neck and short sleeves. The dress has built-in pockets on both the left and right hip. It is made of a burnt orange coloured linen with a pale cream screen-printed design with a repeated pattern of pairs of clapsticks with intricate designs, each approximately 10 centimetres long. From top to bottom, there are horizontal rows of clapsticks. Each row has two sets of clapsticks pointing in the same diagonal direction. In one row, the clapsticks are pointed up to the left, while the next row has the clapsticks pointed up to the right. These two rows repeat from top to bottom across the surface of the dress. Each pair of clapsticks is decorated with one of four designs that include native animal illustrations and some handwritten phrases. Only one pair of clapsticks does not have text on it. The four designs include a shark swimming in profile, surrounded by four little fish with the phrases Ginnabarra Country and Have a Go, Ya Mug. Another design depicts a bird standing upright on its legs. Above it is another bird, ahead of a magpie, shown in profile. Both are looking to the left. Its clapstick pair has the phrase, Bond's a mate, bloody ripper, written above a vine with leaves. The third design has a goanna crawling down the length of the clapstick, with a V-shaped detail down its spine. Its pair has the phrase, gone walkabout. The last design has a clapstick with a koala sitting sideways on a branch and facing to the front, above a snake and a kookaburra sitting on a branch facing to the right, in profile. Its pair has a kangaroo jumping outstretched along the length of the clapstick. Dispersed between the clapsticks are small circle designs. The second garment features a design called Aussie Slang by Uncle Noel Blair. The dress has a rounded neckline and short sleeves. The top is buttoned with five cream buttons. The skirt is gathered at the waist. It is made of red linen with a pale blue screen-printed design, which appears to be blue vertical stripes, but on closer inspection, the stripes are comprised of intricate patterns and text. Various stripes are comprised of lines of handwritten print text, alternating between the phrase, Crikey, have a go, your mug, and Bond's a mate, bloody ripper. The stripes are comprised of patterns of curved lines like waves and circle designs. The third garment features a design called Ginnabarra Country Animals by Uncle Noel Blair. The design is printed on a silk scarf measuring 78 centimetres by 83 centimetres. The design is pale pink with vibrant green outlines of loosely drawn native animals, each roughly 10 centimetres in size. The animals include dingoes, emus, koalas, pelicans, kangaroos, wombats and kookaburras. Some of the animals are labelled underneath in handwritten capital letters. The pelicans are swimming in the water and the kangaroos, dingoes and wombats alternate facing left or right. Dispersed between the animals is the artist's signature, handwritten in cursive. Also dispersed between the animals are some small circles with radiating lines. Uncle Noel Blair burns traditional and contemporary designs onto hand-carved wooden objects, including clapsticks and boomerangs. He describes the process as follows. I like to write words on my wooden carvings, especially on the clapsticks. I thought it might add a bit of variety to these clapsticks, a bit of interest and a bit of an Aussie touch. Sometimes now I write a message on a clapstick and then give it to someone. It's a modern way to pass on the message. One time I wrote, I'm sorry, so sorry it won't happen again. I showed it to one of the fellas and he said, I'll have a dozen of them. I reckon he's breaking a lot of hearts. As a child, Uncle Noel Blair was moved from his birthplace to Wandai to Cherbourg Aboriginal Reserve, which was controlled by the Queensland government from 1905 to 1986. When he was 14, he was sent to Quoyne Island near present-day Gladstone to work as an indentured labourer. Uncle Noel ended up breaking free and has since worked across Queensland drawing and making art. The fourth item is a fabric length designed by Jason Murphy called Yellowfella, a dysfunctional self-portrait, and measures approximately 1.4 metres wide by 5 metres in length and is draped to both sides over a high length of dowel in the Ginnabarra display. The design is comprised of a deep orange fabric overlaid with multiple horizontal bands of cream-coloured symbols that on closer inspection look like small human-like figures, concentrated together, filling the surface of the fabric. On alternating bands of cream, an additional colour of pink covers one side of the small figure. Each figure is approximately 1 centimetre high. They are reminiscent of the figure of a man with head, torso, arms by one side and legs standing to attention. At sporadic points dotted throughout the fabric, the occasional figure is coloured yellow. The artist goes on to explain this. This design is a response to being called a yellow fella because I am of mixed blood. It also responds to Aussies with European heritage saying, "You're not a full blood." This design questions the European caste system and also the traditional people calling us yellow fella because we're mixed blood. There has always been different words, none of them positive. Why do we have to justify ourselves through negative connotation? This is a self-portrait of how other people see me, but how they see me is not right. When I look at myself in this design, I know it's not a self-portrait. It's a dysfunctional self-portrait, focusing on the external things of me, looking at how other people see me. It's me saying, "You're wrong, you don't know me, stop doing that." Jason Murphy's works are purposefully difficult to categorise. He states, "I think the words traditional and modern are antiquated. Culture is a growing thing, always changing, always moving, always alive. If we categorise it with something that diminishes its growth, we diminish our own growth." Magpie Goose reprinted this design in different colourways in 2021 as part of their Neon Reef collection. This fabric drop is from that collection.